Smell that? Just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, January 12, 2021. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. All 50 state capitals and the U.S. Capitol on alert for armed protests in the coming days. The House is voting on impeachment Wednesday, and Trump and Pence finally do a meet and greet. The FBI has received some information indicating armed protests are being planned at all 50 state capitals and the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. in the days leading up to Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. The news comes as security measures are being stepped up ahead of Inauguration Day, with federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies preparing for the possibility of more violence after rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol last week, leaving five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Even as federal investigators continue to track down suspects from last week's attack, the bulletin highlights concerns that the U.S. Capitol siege was perhaps just the beginning of potentially violent actions from supporters of President Trump. Now, in the midst of all this, Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Chad Wolf is resigning in the wake of the deadly U.S. Capitol siege. Wolf sent a letter to his colleagues at the department Monday afternoon announcing his decision. Wolf said FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor would be stepping in as acting secretary. Wolf made a rare break with President Trump last week when he asked the commander-in-chief to condemn the chaos at the Capitol. Several hours later, the White House announced the withdrawal of Wolf's nomination to fill the DHS post full-time, but claimed that the move was unrelated. The 45-year-old Trump official had previously said he would remain in his position to ensure an orderly transition to Biden's DHS team. Democrats Monday released a resolution charging Trump with incitement of insurrection, accusing Trump of inspiring the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol. Trump, in a speech that day, called for supporters to go to the Capitol, but stressed they should stay peaceful. Democrats have been trying to pressure Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to remove Trump via the 25th Amendment. A source told the Epoch Times that Pence doesn't support invoking it, and Housing Secretary Ben Carson said Democrats should just drop the matter, noting that a few days remain until Trump's term ends. A House Republican Monday blocked a resolution calling on Pence to invoke the amendment. If Pence and a majority of the cabinet don't invoke the amendment, Democrats plan on proceeding with another impeachment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told colleagues in a recent letter. And they are going to impeach. They're voting on it on Wednesday. Coming up, our saint of the day. The saint would not allow anyone to suffer in his place, so he freely presented himself in an attempt to secure the liberty of others. Quote of the day, the first end I propose in our daily work is to do the will of God. Secondly, to do it in the manner he wills it. And thirdly, do it because it's his will. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, winter is actually here now, and so is the Pinko Commie Purge of all things MAGA and President Trump. But one thing the purgers haven't taken away from us is the liberty to buy the coffee that we want to drink. That's why you should try the Crusade Channel's very own Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Every bag of our hand-roasted Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee is made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is always made from 100% organic, fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, then delivered to you. So, exercise your liberty to drink the coffee of kings. A king dude, that is. And stock up on Crusade Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee in whole bean or grind at mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8700.